Gertie's got it here, 102.3 XLC, Wes and Leah, and we have the guys in from Smoke Daddy Inc. Dennis, welcome to the studio.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well. How about yourself?
Good.
Good. And now you brought Dan with you as well. Dan's just kind of standing off to the side. Dan,
he's my right-hand man.
He's your right-hand man. Is there a relation?
Nephew. our business is pretty much a family business.
Yeah, that's why I was asking if there was a relation. But Dennis looks back at Dan like, "What are you in again? where are you at in the family tree?" Now, tell us a little bit about Smoke Daddy Inc. What happens at your shop? What are you guys all about?
Well, we help people build custom pellet grills. We sell a lot of aftermarket parts for pellet grills.
Okay.
And just help people generally with the, the pellet grill scene. You know, there's a lot of pellet grills out there that they're in the big box stores, but, they end up having trouble with them or whatever. They go online to figure out how to fix them, and then we pop up and we can sell them aftermarket parts.
Okay.
For help, fixing them.
Right.
I baby stepped my way into, I'm looking to now get into the smoker world.
Because yes.
I went from a really cheap gas grill to a nice gas grill to now I've moved to charcoal and I'll never go back to a gas grill to now I'm like, no, I want to move on to a pellet.
And that's what a lot of people end up doing.
Yep.
And they make it nice where you can set the temperature and hold a nice consistent temperature with the pellet grills. And we have a lot of nice good aftermarket, good quality components, a nice controller that can help you with that. The biggest complaint with pellet grills are temperature swings and not producing enough smoke. And we have a good, nice controller that can do that, a PID controller, and some aftermarket smoke generators to help add that extra smoke in your pellet grill.
So if somebody doesn't have a smoker already and they're looking to get one, would they go to Smoke Daddy Inc. or is it more?
Yeah, we do have a couple grills that we offer that I recommend.
Okay.
They're ours, but there's so many of them out on the market. Yeah, you can go get one at a Walmart or Kmart. There's different ones.
Okay.
But we help a lot of people walk through, their problems with them. So,
sure. What's the difference then when we shop at Smoke Daddy?
Again, we have a lot of high quality, heavy gauge material aftermarket parts to upgrade your existing pellet grill. We have a nice PID controller. As a matter of fact, my grandson came out with the algorithm to help keep that nice stable temperature.
Makes a difference.
Yeah, and our customer service, we help people with any grill, pellet grill, if they have a problem with them. And we sell a lot of the pellets and just the different components to fix them.
Is this going to be a dumb question? What's the difference between a pellet and charcoal?
The pellets are, they're a manufactured piece of wood.
Okay. Yes.
And it fits to an auger system.
Okay.
And it's controlled by a couple little motors. And it runs off of the controller.
Okay.
Where a charcoal grill, you just throw charcoal in there, and you have to manage your temperature.
I stay in the kitchen. My husband goes to the grill.
So. Sexist.
He's not out there drinking beer, is he?
Oh, you have to drink beer while you grill. I think that's part of the rules, Dennis. Yeah. What is your favorite thing to barbecue or smoke?
All of the stuff. All of the above.
All of the stuff.
Yesterday we did ribs.
And you didn't bring us in any.
Well, we were going to.
Oh, yeah. We were going to. Yeah.
They knew my allergy to pork.
Oh, okay. Beef ribs, too,
there
right?
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah. I like to make bacon. I'm going to be doing some beef jerky today. That's
another nice
thing with these pellet grills. You can keep the temperature down really nice and closer for doing the low and slow cooking.
Right, what you have to do with jerky.
What percentage of the food you eat you think is smoked?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, quite a bit, but
I'm
trying to get away from some of that because the doctor says. But hey, what's the doctor? What's the doctor know?
Exactly. I didn't know because I don't have a smoker yet. A friend of Leah's, he was telling me Bob when we were in Mexico together.
Oh, yeah,
he
yeah.
said like every meat he cooks only in the smoker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
everything
all they have now. I don't even think they have a grill anymore. Everything goes into the smoker.
Yeah. Well, it makes it nice with these PID controllers and these pellet grills
right.
because they're like a wood-fired oven is pretty much what they are.
Sure.
It's just the quality of the components, again, that makes it work really well.
So we're going back to the caveman days is really what we're doing. If you think about it, we had all this evolution of products in our kitchen and all these little appliances, but you go back to the best stuff
is over the smoke. Yeah, meat and, the low and slow and,
Yep. Heck with the vegetarians. That's what I got to say. Down with the vegetarians.
Dennis and Dan again in from Smoke Daddy Inc. How do people find you if they are looking for some customer service?
SmokeDaddyInc.com
Yep.
is our website.
Okay.
And we're at 173 Ambrosio Drive. And we're online.
Facebook, all that
Facebook,
stuff.
Yeah, my daughter, she runs
that.
Yep. Yeah,
gotta help us older folk with the Facebook. What's your gurney go to before we let you out of here? That's the one question
service,
we leave on.
Serve Pro,
Service Pro,
yeah,
or Service Pro is that
Serve Pro. Pro?
Okay,
yeah, they help you. See if you have a fire or water damage or whatever, they'll come in and help clean that up. And we had them one time when this COVID thing started to come through and clean our facility.
They might need to come here. Leah and Tim, our news guy, noticed today that our electric room is full of water. So you guys, can go back there and check it out if you'd like.
Can't promise
you're going to come out. You might be a smoked meat if you go there too long.
That's terrible. Thank you guys so much for coming in. Again, Dennis and Dan from Smoke Daddy Inc. If you are looking for anything for your smoker.
If anybody has a pellet grill that needs repair or whatever, give us a call. You can even bring it by, and we can look at it and upgrade it or
sweet
take care of it for you.
Awesome, guys! Thanks so much for coming in. Appreciate it.
All right.